This podcast is not affiliated with, nor does it speak on behalf of any company, organization, or firm. This is based on the personal experiences and opinions of two individual professionals. Welcome to our podcast, Decoding Corporate America. I am Erica.
And I am Sashala. This is episode 6, Managing Self-Care, Life, and Work Demands. Woo! That was a lot, and what a timely topic. I mean, my gosh, have y'all read that recent HBR article that dropped on February 10th? It is called Beyond Burned Out. In it, the writer summarizes and says, in our always on world, burnout has only been a threat. But in 2020, burnout became rampant, seemingly overnight. My response? Facts.
That's right, facts.
Yeah, I mean, it's really been a tough 12 months. We're coming up to what, a year now that we're in pandemic, and the work demands are not slowing down. So we are looking for help from the experts to keep us together. To help us with this topic this week, we have Erica's BFF, Dr. Dion Clark, who is a clinical social worker. I was fortunate enough to meet Dion a couple months ago when she graced us with her presence at our Collective Cross Firms end of year virtual party, and she gave us a 5-minute meditation to close down 2020 the right way. Hey, I thought it was pretty cool that we did a meditation right before partying on virtually, and a lot of positive feedback from the folks.
That's right. So guys, Dr. Dion Clark is a personal friend of mine. Dion, thank you for joining our podcast. Hey, I'd like to share
thank
with
you
the
for
guys.
Having me.
Thank you, Dion. I'd like to share with everyone some background on you. So let me read your bio quickly. Dr. Dion Clark, LCSWR, is the owner of Embrace Peace Counseling Services. She's a highly trained psychotherapist with expertise in trauma and related experience in the field of child welfare and prevention services. Dr. Clark provides clinical direction and support through training, observation, coaching, evaluation, as well as overseeing client services and ensuring compliance. Dr. Clark is also an adjunct professor at Fordham University School of Social Work. She has a BA degree from Utica College, a master's in applied psychology from Fairfield University, a master's in social work from Fordham University, and finally, guys, a PhD in clinical social work from Fordham University.
That's right.
Dion, thank you so much for coming on our podcast.
Thank you so much for inviting me to join you guys.
Thank you, awesome. Dr. Clark. So let's get into it. First question. It is probably a little bit loaded, but who else to help us unpack this than Dr. Clark, okay? So question is, how can we take care of ourselves, prioritize mental health during these tumultuous times of a pandemic, manage our work from home situation, as well as Zoom school with our kids? I'm just tired even just saying that. But even for folks who are single, right, who are working from home, how do we all manage to do some self-care in between all of that?
So you are asking the million-dollar question, Sashala. I think in this pandemic, in this past year, we have all been trying to figure it out, realizing that while we are all safe at home, we are all probably going a little stir crazy at this point being at home. With everyone, you know, working from home, the kids going to school from home, it feels like there's probably not a lot of downtime. The things that we may have been used to doing in order to recharge ourselves, such as going to a movie or going out to dinner or going to hang out with friends, those options are not as readily available as they once were. And so it's important that we consider our mental health, consider what are the things we're doing to take care of ourselves, how are we recharging, if we have children, how are we helping them to recharge, recognizing that, you know, while everyone is at home, that sometimes it probably feels a little tight, no matter how nice your house is. At some point, it probably just feels like, oh my God, I want to get out of here.
Right.
Thinking about how do you break up your day? maybe going for walks, taking the kids for walks, finding activities to do with your children. So mm-hmm. after they've been on the computer all day from school, not necessarily allowing them to kind of go and sit and watch the TV now all day. Are there arts and crafts activities? Are there other things that you guys can do together, reading, coloring, for yourselves? What are you doing mm-hmm. to take care of you after the long work day? Considering, you know, do you get on the phone with friends and kind of debrief and laugh and talk about life other than things that have to do with work? Watching a TV show that you like, even if it's just a half hour, doing something silly. Mm-hmm. And be careful about the messages that you're giving yourself, reminding yourself you are enough, you are doing your best with what you have. And in the moments that you fall short, it's okay, right? Tomorrow is another day. You'll have another opportunity to pick things up and start again and try something new if what you did this week didn't work.
Woo! I think that was just like a whole therapy session.
Listen, probably. It definitely was. Let the church say amen, because when you said that rest early, listen, I felt like pulling up the covers.
I'm telling you. I mean, you just dropped the mic, but I mean, I think that's enough for this episode, right? But you know what? We have a couple more questions and we have a DM to kind of get through, right?
Yes.
So one of the things that you mentioned was around that meditation, right? How can I incorporate that when I'm doing back-to-back Zoom meetings all day long?
What you may want to think about with your work day is how do you break it up, right? And so that may mean in the morning, getting up and getting dressed. So I know depending on what you do, it's very easy to stay in your pajamas all day, but getting up and mm-hmm. actually putting on clothes, considering maybe going outside and taking a walk around the block before you start your work day. You may also consider if there's a place nearby that you like their coffee, maybe going and walking to that place to get coffee or taking a drive to the Starbucks to get coffee versus just doing it in your house. When you start mm-hmm. your workday, considering what does your day look like, scheduling in a lunch for yourself, setting that timer for a half hour or an hour and actually walking away from your desk and going to another place to eat. I know when you're home, it's really easy to kind of sit at your desk all day and kind of move back and forth, but just basically stay mm-hmm. there and keep working. And while that may work really well for your employers because you're getting a lot done, the other thing that may be right. happening is that you're burning yourself out because you're getting absolutely no downtime during the day. Right. So really being right. conscious of that. Mm-hmm. taking breaks as you need, even if it is just to take a lap around the space that you're in, just getting up and mm-hmm. walking around for a few minutes. If mm-hmm. you have children that are home and homeschooling, depending on how your schedules align, maybe taking a moment during the day so you guys are having lunch together, or that mm-hmm. they're creating some kind of check-in with them during the day so you're checking on them to see how their day is going, but also you right. check in with them and tell them how your day is going, right? And sharing and mm-hmm. creating space for if you're having a rough day, of course, in an age-appropriate way, maybe telling them that you're having a rough day too, right? Right. And it gives right. them space and license to let you know that they're having a rough day too, right? Mm-hmm. And just remembering, again, even within work, you want to get everything done, but just because you're at home and you can do it doesn't mean that you should, right? So remembering right. if your work day is 9 to 5, 9 to 6, 8 to 6, trying to keep work mm-hmm. within those hours. And so not telling yourself, oh, because I'm at home, I'm going to put the kids in bed and then I'm going to work another 2 or 3 hours, right? Working your mm-hmm. actual work day, ending your day when your day ends, and really right. finding that time again to find that work-life balance, even though you're working from home, that you're not just really working all day and not taking any time to just be home and living life as well.
Wow. Thank you for that. I think one of the things that I might have to consider is maybe scheduling a quick lunch break, or even the whole, you know, getting up and doing a lap around your space. I think mm-hmm. those are some really helpful tips. So just want to bring in the last question, which is a question from our DM. It reads, I am what is known as a giver, just generous with my time and being a caretaker. It is hard for me to say no sometimes, but 2020, because I have overextended myself, I am feeling burnt out. What do I do? The giver.
So the giver, the first thing you're going to practice is saying no. And say it repeatedly. No, 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 no. Get a mirror and say it to yourself over and over again so you get used to saying it. It is really important and really healthy to set boundaries with people about you and your time. People will let you do all the things that you can for them, and they won't consider you sometimes. And it often doesn't come from a malicious place. It just comes from the, I need you to, and you're willing to, and therefore we're going to do this. And sometimes people forget that maybe you need to do some things for yourself. And just a reminder for you to always remember, no one's going to take as good care of you as you do yourself. And so as we go through things, we teach people how to treat us. And if they always show up and the only thing that we ever say is yes, then they come to expect that we're always going to say yes. And that's not reality. And so before you say yes, you should consider, how is this going to impact me? Right? That doesn't mean that you never do the thing that you don't want to do, but that means if more often than not, you're doing the things that you don't want to do, it's probably time to reevaluate. Right? And consider, how are you taking care of you? How are the people that you're extending yourself for? How are they taking care of you? In all relationships, there should be reciprocity. So it should not be that I'm always showing up for you and you forget to show up for me. It should be that we're showing up for each other. Right? And so for the giver, remembering that you have to give to yourself before you give to anyone else. And so if you're not okay, then you can't be okay for anyone else. And taking care of others at the expense of yourself, it's not noble, right? It's just not taking good care of you. And you have to remember, you are a priority. You have to make sure you're okay before anyone else is.
Wow, I think maybe that was me that sent in that DM because... Maybe that was me, Erica, anonymously.
Maybe it was.
Seriously. Maybe it was. Thank you for that. And from now on, when I start saying no, folks, please don't be upset. It came from Dr. Clark.
It sure did.
It sure did, okay? All right. We are now transitioning to Erica's recap corner. All right, Erica, let's hear
it. Oh, my God. The pressure is on. And, of course, I have to honor everyone's time. So let's keep it to these five bullet points, okay? So first is... remembering you are important. You need time to recharge yourself, okay? Please remember to be patient with yourself, right? Make sure that you're spending time with the kids, getting them out, get some fresh air, spend bonding time with them. And of course, one that really resonates with me is good rest early. Oh my God, I need to work on my bedtime, guys. I'm sure I'm not the only one. Mm-hmm. All right. Next up is... taking 5-minute meditation breaks, right? Make sure you spend this time to do that during the day. That session that we had last December in our cross firms was like definitely mind-opening how important that is. Third up is breaking up your routine. Dr. Clark, I love that you suggested that take the time instead of just making your normal tea or coffee, drive out to the Starbucks or to the Dunkin' Donuts. Mm-hmm. Break up the routine. Walk around the block. It could be as simple as that, okay? Take time away from the screen. You can take your conference calls via audio sometimes. You don't always have to be on all day. And I love this bit that resonated with me is ending your day when your day ends. Oh my God, that is so key. As simple as it sounds, it's so hard to do.
Because we work in an industry, Erica, where it's 7 until whenever.
No, going back to, here we go. Fourth point is just say no sometimes. You have to set boundaries. Listen, you can't be on all day, every day, 24/7, right? This is important with people and your time. And then going back to finally remembering you are important. And I think this is a common theme through all of the topics that we've discussed with Dr. Clark and the points that she's hit on. I mean, this is what's key. If you don't remember you're important, you spend the time to do this, you're not going to be able to give your full self to the next. And that includes your job, your spouse, your kids, everyone. You have to be sure that you recharge yourself. So thank you, Dr. Clark.
Thank you, Dr. Clark. And Erica, you nailed it. It is time to wrap up. Thank you so much for stopping in and dropping some knowledge on us and helping us through this. This was definitely a therapy session for me.
Absolutely.
I'm going to start applying a lot of these tips now. So, you know, my teenager just walked in here. So it's actually no, Leandre, later. anyway, so before we go, how can the good folks get in touch with you?
So I can be reached at my private practice number is 914-837-8336. And then I also have a profile on Psychology Today. My first name is spelled D-I-A-O-N, last name C-L-A-R-K-E.
All right, everyone, it is officially a wrap. Thank you all for tuning in. And if you have any questions that you'd like for us to decode, send us a DM on social media or email us at decodingcorporateamerica@gmail.com. Remember to subscribe, like, and rate our podcast. Your feedback is important as we aim to be the best corporate podcast out there. See you guys soon.
See you soon. Bye, everyone.